Cardinal Sin, who has appeared to Maureen several times in August 2008. Cardinal Sin appears and says, "Praise be to Jesus. Jesus has allowed me to return to you to state more gently, for public consumption, what is in my heart concerning the persecution of this mission, Holy Love Ministries, has undergone by this Diocese of Cleveland. Jesus desires that I clarify and bring to light the truth concerning their lie about your alleged disobedience. The favored statement the diocese proclaims about you and the mission here is that they told you to cease and desist, and that you have not done so proves you are disobedient. Let's examine the cease and desist statement in the light of truth. First of all, they never said that orally or in writing to you. Second, the diocese cannot lawfully tell you to do so. I refer to Canons 215 and 216. You have every right to operate openly under these two canons. The cease and desist statement is an outright lie and calumny. Whenever the cease and desist statement is brought up as an issue of disobedience, present my words here today in your defense. A good bishop has a deep relationship with God, makes many holy hours, and says many rosaries. He is not driven by love of power, money, and control, but by love of souls. He is not like rubber, being pushed whatever way those around him influence him. All of his policies are like that of a gentle, loving shepherd, leading souls deep into the united hearts. He enjoys a fatherly relationship with his flock, gently leading them along the path of righteousness. Should apparitions occur in his diocese, he prays for heavenly guidance. He does not base his opinion on what others say. He should never allow the visionary to fall victim to calumny or detraction, most especially by clergy under him. He always seeks the truth about every person or situation, for true discernment is not based on hearsay, but on the truth itself. I pray prelates take to heart these words.